Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today we're going to talk to Pete Bardunius, who is the president and CEO of the Southern Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce. Pete's going to fill us in on what there is to see and do as you arrive in Waterford and the areas surrounding Waterford. As part of your Great Loop adventure, of course, you'll be going right through that area. So before we bring in Pete, though, I do want to take a moment and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our loopers and other listeners out there to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. With the business out of the way, I'd like to introduce Pete Bardunius. Pete, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kim. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
And as I said, Pete is the CEO, the president and CEO of the Southern Saratoga County Chamber. So first of all, Pete, I understand that you, besides being the president of the chamber, you're also a boater. So tell us a little bit about your boating experiences.
Absolutely. Well, I came of age back in the 1970s. My grandfather was a lobsterman out on Long Island. In his spare time, he actually was an auto body mechanic, but when he retired, he took up the lobster fishery along with a partner, spent a lot of time watching him do that, and spent a lot of time also on the inland lakes and waterways with my other grandfather. So from a youngster, I got a chance to explore the canals, the waterways, and even the saltwater, tidal water outside of the New York City and Long Island area. And that's one of those things that stays with you as you grow up. I came here first to this part of the state of New York as a boater, and a lot of other people come here because of there's a racetrack in Saratoga that everybody knows about, but I came here because of the water, and I enjoy it very much, and I'm proud to be able to represent it to our guests when they come through the area on their Great Loop cruises.
One of the boats, Pete, told me that you owned before we started is a Carver, and there are many of our members who are out there cruising on Carvers, so I'm sure you'll feel right at home with them as they start to come through that area. We've got a lot of members in the New York City area now, and they're, of course, working their way north in your direction. So tell us what they're going to find as they start to arrive in Saratoga County.
Well, it's interesting because you get to Waterford, New York, which is a very historic spot, by the way. It's not only a place of a crossroads of transportation. The Erie Canal was the first New York State thruway, if you think of it that way, thruway being our big highway now. But it was the Marine Highway, and then later became a place of rail, and then became a place of roads. So all of that goes through here. It's also places where there's a lot of history. When you come into town, if you look to your left, you'll actually see a spot where, believe it or not, you may have heard the name Thaddeus Kosciuszko. Traffic reporters go crazy trying to pronounce the names of several bridges named after him. But he actually built some emplacements there. He was one of the heroes of the Battle of Saratoga in 1777, but he also had a little escape plan just in case things didn't work out so well. When you come into Waterford, you'll see the place they would have run to if they'd have lost. Fortunately, they didn't need it, but it's there, and it's kind of interesting. But so we are the crossroads, and you have, I'm assuming most people turn left when they get to Waterford because it's the Erie Canal and the great journey across New York State. But I do believe some people also will continue north into Canada and up into Montreal and the St. Lawrence Seaway and other canals up there. And you get to make that decision right in Waterford, New York. So that's the first thing you see when you get there. Then we have, oh, my goodness, we have so many wonderful places within walking distance of the water right there in Waterford, as well as you start your journey westward for about 15 miles or so. That's my coverage area anyway. So there's a lot of good things to see and do in this nearby area.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the marina choices there.
Well, when you get, first of all, when you get to the Waterford docks, the choice you have right away is you can stay right there at the wall, which is free, 48 hours. You can stay right there. The harbor master is right there. And a lot of the, I know because I meet them down there at the docks, there's a lot of the Great Loop cruisers are actually there at the docks in Waterford, you know, kind of getting ready for the trip. Because at Waterford, you go, you keep kind of imposing because there's the lock wall kind of right in front of you. And once you get in there, you go through five. There's a big engineering marvel, the Flight of Five, which takes you into the Erie Canal. So that's the main dock there. It's also very convenient because it you're within a few blocks of the center of town. There's a couple of really good places to eat right there. Some shopping, one place in particular has some nice antiques and consignment, and even things like spare tools and things, which you might find handy to replenish things that you might have needed to fix on the trip. So that's kind of a neat spot. There's also a marine facility just a little bit further north on the Champlain Canal called Lock One Marina. That's nice, too, because of the fact that they have marine mechanics there. So it's a little bit of a detour, but if someone needed some help, that would be an opportunity. The next marinas, as you go west, you're going to find them after the Waterford Flight. There's several there. There's a couple of yacht clubs. There's a full-service marina called Blaine's Bay Marina and another one called Mohawk Valley Marina and two boat clubs as well that you'll pass within a about a 15-mile stretch past Lock 6. I'll be giving you the link. You can find all of this information on our website, which helps you when you're trying to find your way.
Okay, perfect. Why don't you go ahead and give us that link now, and then we'll repeat it towards the end.
Absolutely. The southernsaratoga.org, that's the website. So www.southernsaratoga.org, and the word Saratoga is spelled S-A-R-A-T-O-G-A. And if you go on our website, we are the largest chamber in New York State for the marine industry, which is interesting. A lot of people don't realize that. And so if you're right on the front of our website, if you scroll down, you'll see a tab. It says boats, marinas, marine services. It's got an anchor right on it. Very easy to click on. You click on that, and it brings up all of the various marine, directly marine-related services that we have in our community. So it's really helpful because you can see all the marinas, you can see some of the waterfront places to go, some of the other stores and things that may have some impact on your voyage. And also things like, for example, there's a full-service lumberyard nearby. If any of our friends that are using to have wooden boats, you need any help with that, there's actually a lumberyard here not too far that we could arrange to help get something delivered down to help you out. But they have a full service array of the marine woods, something you really don't find anymore, especially not in upstate New York. So we've got everything from boat repairs to obviously marine services, restaurants, et cetera, and it's on that southernsaratoga.org website.
So definitely a very boater-friendly town and whole area, so we certainly appreciate that. You mentioned some of the shops. Can you talk a little bit about provisioning? If people want to pick up some foods before they are heading into the canal, what are the options for that in Waterford?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of interesting things you can do. And one of the things we try to encourage people to do is experience our community a little bit, because we're actually adding more things that are going to make it even more accessible to boaters over the next several I would love to say over the next several months, but it may stretch out over a year or two. But we still got some things going on that are worth mentioning. First of all, in Waterford, you walk right up the street, some very nice places to eat. There's a restaurant called McGreevy's Restaurant. If you want to get off the boat for dinner, you have to go check out McGreevy's Restaurant. It is definitely a place you should go to. Culinary Institute of America grad, Art Riley, that cooks the food there for you. It is phenomenal. And then just down the street for breakfast, there's Don and Paul's coffee shop, a typical old-fashioned American coffee shop. The prices are low, the food is great, and the people are really friendly. So it's another one of those things you've got to check out. Just across the street is a place called Port of Call Consignments, and that is a place where, like I said, you can have some fun. You can get antiques and stuff, but you can also find things like some used tools and things like that that may be helpful. He's also even got some fishing lures and fishing rods if you want to replenish the tackle box while you're there. There's a small deli right behind them down the block, and that has some provisions. And I would also suggest that if you're looking for a more elaborate group of provisions in terms of supermarket type stuff, just across the way, there's a small dock. It's on the opposite side of the Hudson River from Waterford, but you can see it from the city docks. You can even dinghy over to it. You can go up there and walk up to there's two supermarkets over there where you can actually get, you know, regular food to replenish the galley before you head west. So that is all located below Lock 2. Then once you get through the Waterford flight, there's actually two things I'd like to mention. One of them is that we're going to be putting in a dinghy accessible facility in a place called Vischer Ferry. I'm not sure if it says that on the chart, but it's not far from Erie Canal Lock 7 on the north side. And eventually, you can do it now, but you're going to have to tie the dinghy to a tree. But you can walk up the street to a really good general store. It's called the Vischer Ferry General Store. 1787, the building was originally built. They literally have a horse hitching post there. It's a great place to have a nice lunch or get, again, some additional provisions. It's nearby. You can walk to some historic canal sites from the old Erie Canal dating back to 1842. So that's a cool spot. And it's also within cycling distance of some farms. And then at the Schenectady Yacht Club, which is a little bit further west, you can actually walk up to a farm market so that you can any day of the week there and get provisions. We've had Great Loop boaters tell me that they have walked up there and bought their fresh vegetables and things from a place called Petuskey's Produce there at the Schenectady Yacht Club in a village called Rexford. So those are some really cool things to do. I should also mention that on Sundays from 9 to 1, the Waterford Harbor Farmers Market takes place right at the docks. So if you happen to be there on a Sunday morning, you can provision right there in front of your boat.
Perfect. Our members always love farmers markets because you can get fresh, obviously, but also very local produce. So sometimes they can get some things that they aren't don't have easy access to at home. So that's always a nice option for them. We're going to pause here for just a moment and play a message from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a moment.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted 5-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your waterway of life.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Our guest this week is Pete Bardunius. Pete is the president and CEO of the Southern Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce. So he is sharing with us all the great things to see and do as we arrive in Waterford by boat. Pete, are there any special events coming up this summer that our members might be interested in making sure that they time themselves correctly to be there for?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, like I mentioned, the Waterford Farmers Market Sunday 9 to 1, so that's any Sunday during the summer and up through Columbus Day. Then on the 2nd and 3rd of July is the Waterford Steamboat Meet. Now, you know you're in for a treat when you pull into the dock and there's a pile of wood there, and the pile of wood is the fuel for the steamboats, okay? So that's a lot of fun. You pull in there, and it's a great weekend of music and the old-time boats there. It's just a lot of fun to see everything that's going on. And then in September 9th through 11th, is a really cool treat called the Waterford Tugboat Roundup. Waterford Tugboat Roundup, and that literally brings tugboats of all shapes and sizes. We have had big tugboats that still carry cargo on the Erie and Champlain canals, even to this day, 200 years after they were built. You have some more modern ones that are used for pleasure, and they're still tugboats. And we also have something interesting. If you Google a boat called Solar Sal, and yes, the name Sal is a play on the name of Sal the Mule from the Erie Canal song, Solar Sal concluded the very first cargo delivery trip in the history of the Erie Canal last October that carried the cargo without using any fossil fuels. It was all solar electric power, and it ran over 300 miles in a lot of times in the rain, and it proved that new technology is coming to cargo vessels on our canal system. So a lot of really great things. And by the way, one of the cool things about Waterford, almost any day of the week in summertime, there's something interesting to see at the docks. There's a big boat called the Onrus, a big sailboat. It's a replica of the first cargo vessel built in New York State in 1614. You might see the aforementioned Solar Sal, which I just said. You might see other tugboats. You might see one of the barges that used to be used by the railroads. Believe it or not, railroads and barges used to be connected. A lot of cool stuff, and it's always there at the docks in Waterford.
Great. Now, you mentioned, Pete, when we started our discussion, some of the historic spots as you're entering Waterford. What other attractions, either historic or otherwise, would you recommend that people make the time to see while they're in your town?
Definitely you want to check out, especially if you want to get off the boat and go for a walk, stretch your legs a little bit. The old Champlain Canal has a wonderful walking trail right along the old canal, and you can see some of the ruins. It's right up, literally up the hill from the docks where you'll be pulling in before you go through the Waterford Flight. And then, like I said, I mentioned that area where we're developing that dinghy dock, you know, the what's called the Mohawk Towpath Scenic Byway. It's the old towpath where literally the mules pulled the barges. And it follows the old canal, which is separate from the modern canal. But it's there, and it's easy to see, and there are artifacts, like I said, the ruins of historic Lock 19, for example, and other places. That's really cool that you can follow literally the trail that our forefathers blazed through the area with the old Erie Canal. So that's a lot of fun. If you look around you, you may see some sites. Some of the old textile manufacturing places are visible in the distance, and it's a reminder of New York State's manufacturing heritage. And I should also point out, this year is the 200th anniversary of the town of Waterford, and just down the street, there's a place called the Waterford Historical Museum, and that museum is where they have a display about the 200 years that also talks about all the great things that are going on in Waterford over the past 200 years, and a lot of the stories, it's not just Waterford, but the capital region of New York State, but it's centered around this very historic and important town. And I'd also be remiss if I don't mention that just up the street at 43 Broad Street, the Chamber maintains a satellite office right there on Broad Street, and it's in the front vestibule of Universal Office Products. It's really great because you can walk right in. You can see our red, white, and blue Chamber logo on the front window. But the owner of that store, Mike Ciccinelli is his name. If you're lucky, he'll be there because he will give you stories from the old the sailor days. There are pictures on his walls there dating back to 1850, and it really is amazing to see the stories and the history of the Erie Canal come alive through somebody who spend a lot of time with the old tugboat captains when they were still running on that part of the river.
Mm-hmm. So obviously a lot to see and do for a small town. Waterford's really got a lot of things for people that are doing the Great Loop or just boating out there in general to stop and see and do. And it's clear, Pete, that you're very passionate about the area and represent it very well. Anything that I should have asked that I haven't that perhaps you'd like to let people know?
Well, one thing I'd like to share, you know, it's not clear when you look at a chart, although nowadays you have Google Earth and other things you can look at. But when we first came up here, because I used to live near New York City, and when I first came up through the Waterford Flight, we expected to drive our boat out of Lock 6 into an industrial canal. It's anything but. This is a nature preserve. It is beautiful. It's like traveling on a long, narrow, winding lake. There's friendly people and beautiful houses along the shores. And then you pass through the nature area, and you'll probably get a glimpse of an eagle flying overhead. It is really amazing to see the juxtaposition of scenery, utility. You might pass a big tugboat pushing a barge, and yet might see kids practicing their skills in a rowing scull for the local crew teams. It's all here. It's all amazing. And it's what brought me here from my life down in New York City area to make my career up here 5 years ago, and really enjoy being here, and hopefully I'll get a chance to say hello to our listeners when they arrive at the docks in Waterford.
Absolutely. I think you've gotten a lot of people excited about that portion of the trip, whether they're doing it this year or still planning and planning to do it in another season. Waterford is definitely a must-see. Pete Bardunius of the Chamber of Commerce in Southern Saratoga County, I want to thank you again for spending some time with us today and sharing that information. Could you give us the website one more time for people who want to get additional details?
Absolutely. It is www.southernsaratoga.org. Again, that's southernsaratoga.org. Saratoga is spelled S-A-R-A-T-O-G-A. Just don't forget to put Southern in there. And if you scroll down again, you will see it says boats and marinas and marine services. Very easy to get access to all the marine services we have available in Waterford and the surrounding area. A lot of stuff here to help you provision or to get services or just to find out something new before you head west on your trip.
Perfect. Pete, thank you so much for your time. Again, if you're looking for more information of the type that Pete shared, you can go to southernsaratoga.org. If you are looking for Great Loop information, you can go to our website, which is greatloop.org. We will be back next week with another edition of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.
3, 2, 1, Wednesday. The coffee, the commute, the flat tire. The flat tire? Yikes, no spare and no cash to spare. So you go to Advance America. You get the money you need in minutes and get going. Because life's tough, but you're tougher. Visit AdvanceAmerica.net. Fast loans up to $550. Advance America. Power on. Loan subject to approval. Always use payday loans responsibly. 3, 2, 1, Wednesday. The coffee. The commute. The flat tire. The flat tire? Yikes, no spare and no cash to spare. So you go to Advance America. You get the money you need in minutes and get going. Because life's tough, but you're tougher. Visit AdvanceAmerica.net. Fast loans up to $550. Advance America. Power on. Loan subject to approval. Always use payday loans responsibly.